Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。
酒馆自己的进阶口语课程第14期正式开放报名。加入我们干货满满的课程，和露露一起敢开口，会开口，告别尬聊。现在报名有限时的早鸟价优惠，不要错过哦。咨询课程请联系小助手，微信是 LULUXJG, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone,And welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你回到酒馆。It's going to be our own 七夕 Festival, or Double Seventh Festival, this weekend. 转眼又到七夕。In all of these lover-related holidays in the past, Chinese or Western, we have already done a few episodes. For example, we have done romantic love stories, romantic love quotes. We have done tragic love stories, even anti-love stories.So when you guys were busy thinking about gift ideas, I've been trying to come up with a relevant topic. And then it dawned on me. Although you see 七夕 related advertising everywhere, few people would actually dig deeper into the legend of love. I'm sure most of you would recognize Cupid. But if I ask you, who are the gods and goddesses of love in our own legend and folklore? I'm sure many of you would be shaking your heads.
比起西方神话里家喻户晓的丘比特，如果问到中国爱神，相信很多人就有点摸不着头脑了。
And for those of you who got to know me throughout the years, you know that one of my biggest interests is folklore and mythology. So in today's special 七夕 episode, let me introduce you to some of our own gods and goddesses of love.
今天的七夕特辑里，露露就带你认识一下我们自己的那些爱神。
And the interesting, yet sometimes bizarre stories relating to them. First of all, let's start with the story of Qi Xi itself. I'm sure most of you know the story behind Qi Xi. There are two main characters,
牛郎and 织女.
In English, they're often called the cowherd and the weaver girl.
如果你听到牛郎，首先脑子里面想到的是 hostel. 那就建议你和露露一样去面壁思过一下。
But back to the topic. Cowherd.And a weaver girl. Cowherd was a poor farmer boy, and the weaver girl was from the heaven. And they fell madly in love and got together like any other star-crossed lovers. And of course, the emperor of heaven, or the jade emperor, Yu Huang Da Di, found out about this and was furious. So he got the weaver girl back to heaven. When a heartbroken cowherd decided to chase after her, the queen mother of the west, Xi Wang Mu, drew a silver river.In the sky and blocked his way. But then, because their love was so great, the magpies decided to form a bridge over the Silver River for them to meet. In the end, even the Jade Emperor was moved, so he allowed this couple to meet on the Magpie Bridge once a year on the seventh day of the seventh month, according to the Chinese calendar. And this was the origin of the Qi Xi Festival. And since thousands of years ago,In the Han Dynasty, the tale of the cowherd and the weaver girl had already been celebrated. And on this day, girls would go to local temples to pray to the weaver girl for wisdom, especially skills in needlework, which symbolized the traditional talents of a good wife.
古代的七夕，少女们会向织女祈求智巧，特别是做针线活这种心灵手巧的手艺，以求能靠手艺俘获如意郎君。So Qi Xi was also called Qi Qiao Festival,
which literally means praying for wisdom and dexterity. On that day, girls would also dress up and make wishes for marrying someone who would be a good and loving husband. So in a way, the cowherd and the weaver girl were kind of seen as characters relating to love and marriage. But apart from the tale of the cowherd and the weaver girl,What are some of the other gods and goddesses relating to love and marriage? Well, the first one might come as a surprise. She is the mother goddess of Chinese mythology.
这就是中国神话谱系里的母神，女娲。
According to Chinese mythology, she is credited with creating humanity and repairing the pillar of heaven.
大部分人对于女娲的了解多半是女娲补天、捏土造人这些传说。
And few people realize that she was also one of the very first goddesses of love and marriage. So the legend has it, Nüwa was born 3 months after her brother, Fuxi. And later on, She took Fuxi as her husband. Before you think it's weird, this type of arrangement seems quite common in many of the ancient mythologies around the world. And because of this marriage to Fuxi,女娲 is credited with inventing the idea of marriage.
因为女娲和伏羲之间的结合，她也被视为是中国第一位爱神，因为她创建了婚姻制度
，which allows men and women to get together and procreate. The second widely celebrated goddess of love is also Chinese goddess of the moon.
中国传说里第二位传统的爱神也是月神。又叫月光娘娘、太阴星主、月姑、月光菩萨
depending on your own local preferences. And before you ask, yes, usually 嫦娥 is seen as the goddess of the moon. There are many versions of her legends, but they all include some of the key elements.
后羿 the archer,
an elixir of life, and the moon.
嫦娥奔月有很多不同的版本
but in the most popular versions,She took her husband's elixir of life.
她吃了丈夫后羿的仙丹
and then flew to the moon, becoming the goddess of the moon. It sounds like a pretty tragic story of separation. But for some reason, I guess it's the romantic notion of the moonlight. The goddess of the moon is often connected to the idea of romantic love. Ever since ancient times, Chinese couples have been exchanging sweet nothings and making commitment.In the moonlight.
月神其实是一种非常常见的民间信仰。中国的古代男女热恋时也会时常在月下盟誓定情拜倒月神。
Lovers that are apart from each other also would pray to the goddess of moon for their reunion.
可谓但愿人长久千里共婵娟。
If you don't like the moon goddess, how about an old man under the moon?
如果你不喜欢月光娘娘我们还有月下老人。
He is a god, or to be more precise, he is an immortal representing marriage and love in Chinese mythology.
月下老人严格意义上来说不是 god, 而是 immortal, 神仙。
He appears at night and ties all predestined couples with a red silken thread.
他会把上天注定要在一起的恋人用一根凡人看不到的红丝线绑在一起。
After which, nothing can prevent their union.One of the earliest written lores about Yue Lao was in the Tang Dynasty. So this is the story. There was a young man named Wei Gu. Once he was passing the city of Songcheng, where he saw an old man leaning on his pack, reading a book in the moonlight. Amazed, Wei Gu walked up to him and asked what he was doing. The old man answered, I'm reading a book of marriage listing for who is going to marry whom. In my pack,I have red threads for tying the feet of husband and wife. Wei Gu was intrigued, so he asked out of curiosity, Who am I going to marry? Am I going to marry a girl from a rich family, from influential background? The old man took Wei Gu to a marketplace, where they saw a blind old beggar woman carrying a 3-year-old little girl in her arms. So the old man said to Wei Gu, In 14 years, this little girl will grow up to be your wife.Wei Gu was furious. He shouted, How can I possibly marry this lowly beggar girl? But the old man said, Since you're predestined, you can't fight fate. Although Wei Gu didn't fully believe this old man, just to be on the safe side, he sent his servant to stab the little girl with a knife. His logic was, If I kill this little girl, then there will be no chance of her growing up to be my wife. However,His servant missed and only managed to leave a scar on the girl's forehead. 14 years later, a local official gave Wei Gu his daughter in marriage. After they got married, Wei Gu found out, although this girl was beautiful, she had a very visible scar on her forehead. And it turned out that was the little beggar girl who was later adopted by the official. And it turns out you can't fight fate after all.
听到这个故事的全貌露露真的忍不住吐槽、哎、
How on earth is this a romantic story? So this man wanted to marry someone rich decided to kill his predestined wife when she was only a 3-year-old child Later on, this baby killer ended up marrying her anyway and they lived happily ever after? Are you being serious?
I wish I understand the logic in that. But whether you like the story or not, the whole idea of predestined match was kind of a rebellion against the traditional idea of matching family background.
虽然故事是充满槽点，但月老传说里这种前世注定今世缘的认知态度，可以说是对一味讲究门当户对的观念，算是一种反叛和进步。
你也许听说过那幅有名的月老庙堂前的对联，愿天下有情人都成了眷属，是前生注定事，莫错过姻缘。 In a way, 月老 was the original matchmaker. 这也是为什么今天我们也会把为情侣牵线搭桥的人叫做月老。
Another immortal duo that are believed to bless couples' union are the immortals of harmony and union, sometimes called the two gods of harmony and union.
另一对保佑美满姻缘的神仙就是和合二仙。
They're usually depicted as two little boys, one holding a lotus flower,
举意荷花的荷,
the other holding a box,
举意盒子的盒。
They were originally two monks living a secluded life.
据说这两位本来是肉身凡胎的僧侣,一位叫寒山,一位叫石德。
As immortals, they're usually associated with harmony and happiness, both in marriage and in friendship.So far, all of these gods, goddesses, immortals that we've talked about are to bless the union between a man and a woman. But do you know that in Chinese folklore, there was actually a folk god blessing the union between two men?
之前我们提到的都是保佑男女姻缘、夫妇和美的神和仙。但可能很少有人知道，在中国的传说里，有一个小众的民间神，他所保佑的却是另一种姻缘。
This is...兔儿神 sometimes called the leveret spirit. Leveret is a baby bunny. I need to remind you here, 兔儿神 is completely different from 兔爷, so don't get those confused. Well, the leveret spirit, or the leveret god, is a folk god that manages love and relationship between homosexual people, especially gay men. The original folklore was documented in a book called What the Master Would Not Discuss.
他的故事在清朝袁枚的《子不语》里就有记载。
So back in 17th century Fujian, a man named Hu Tianbao was in love with a young official, and he followed him around and tried to spy on him to see him naked. And when he was caught, he confessed his love to this official. The official was furious and had Hu Tianbao tortured and killed. But then he returned from death in the form of a baby bunny.In a dream of a village elder, he demands the local man build a temple to him where they can pray and burn incense in the interest of affairs between men.
传说中因为自己不一样的取向而死去的胡天宝死后变成了兔儿神专司同志恋情。
Now this folklore was mainly in southern China, in the areas around Fujian. Nowadays, in pop culture, you might see them in certain stories or games.So, that ends today's stories about some of the interesting gods, goddesses, immortals, and spirits relating to love, relationship, and marriage in Chinese folklore. Have you heard of any other stories? Leave your comments in the comments section. We would love to know more stories from you. Happy 七夕, everyone. See you next time.
七夕节将至，小酒馆给大家准备了一份有品味、有故事的礼物清单。希望这个七夕能有一份美丽的礼物陪伴你和命运红线那一端的他。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，从下方菜单进入小酒馆铺子，最高满减120元，等你来拿哦。